From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump praised Iranian protesters Tuesday, saying they were finally acting against the brutal and corrupt regime in Tehran, even as Iran's supreme leader accused the government's enemies of steering the violent anti-government demonstrations. Hundreds of demonstrators have been arrested since the protests began Thursday in Mashhad before spreading to other parts of the country. The deputy interior minister said 90% of those detained are under the age of 25. Pakistan has criticized and noted with so-called deep disappointment charges contained in a New Year tweet by President Trump, and said Pakistan could not be held responsible for the collective failure in Afghanistan. This is UN Ambassador Nikki Haley.
The administration is withholding $255 million in assistance to Pakistan. There are clear reasons for this. Pakistan has played a double game for years. They work with us at times, and they also harbor the terrorists that attack our troops in Afghanistan. That game is not acceptable to this administration. We expect far more cooperation from Pakistan in the fight against terrorism. The president is willing to go to great lengths to stop all funding from Pakistan as they continue to harbor and support terrorism.
The United States has long accused Pakistan, especially its security institutions, of turning, ignoring, or covertly helping the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani terrorist network to stage cross-border attacks against Afghan and U.S.-led forces. Pakistan denies the allegations that it is harboring Afghan insurgents. This is VOA News.